Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary Traveland, very, very much. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. It's a glorious day in our neighborhood, and I think if you don't enjoy gardening today after the week that we've been through, then you're missing an opportunity. This is going to be a wonderful day to get outside and get a few odd jobs done, get some things just cleaned up, if nothing else, from the spring. From the winter, we have a lot of debris on our deck, on our driveway that needs to be blown off, and I'm going to try to get out a little bit this afternoon, but a lot going on in my life in terms of trying to write, and so I'm not sure I'll get out as much as I want to, but there will be a time for that, and I'm looking forward to that. Well, welcome to our program, I Need Some Phone Calls. That started out right where it is. Need some phone calls. This is your day to call through, and you'll find an easy access to the phone lines if you call right now. And that phone number to call with a garden question for the next 2 hours, 1-800-288-WBAP, 800-288-WBAP. 9227. Lee Riza is running the boards and answering the phones for me this morning, so his will be the first voice that you'll hear, and we'd love to hear from you this morning. This is your chance. 800-288-9227. You're wondering what needs to be done? Well, we can talk about it. You know, a month from now, just 4 weeks from now, we're going to be in prime time for many of the crops that you want to grow, many of the things you want to be planting. Just a month from now, there are plants in your vegetable garden that need to go into the ground within the next 2 weeks, and that would be English peas, the snap type peas, and onions. And it's time now to plant fruit trees and asparagus. I spent a couple hours on the phone with my friend Dr. George Ray McEachern, proofreading, or actually getting advice for fine tunings of my chapter on fruit for my new book. And that was just a couple days ago, and George Ray will once again join us on Super Bowl Sunday morning for an all-fruit and nut crop program, and that's always one of our most popular programs. So that's just a little bit of yap to get the program started while I wait for you to call. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. And the first call that we do have up right now, as always, is Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist at the beautiful Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
You're talking about some winter interest in the landscape, and you have three plants that I think are just prime property for that. Tell us about them.
Well, first of all, as you go through the Japanese garden or elsewhere in the garden, you'll notice the red berries on the Nandina shrubs. Nandina, of course, is an old-fashioned shrub. It's been around for a while. It gets about 5 to 6 feet tall, has metallic blue-green foliage. It's disease and insect-resistant. But at this time of the year, it is loaded with clusters of bright red berries that are just beautiful in the winter landscape.
And a lot of times that fruit is set off by maroon, really pretty winter color.
I thought it was more of an orangey red.
There's no orange in that at all. Nice try. Nice try. That's fine. No, it's a beautiful shrub, and there is, in our careers, you're younger than I am, but even in your career, we've seen so many new Nandinas come to market. So those are really good, and you'll see them at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. They really are mainstays, and they are tough as boots. How about a palm tree that can handle all of the cold? You have one, or a palm? Yeah, it's kind of a tree.
Well, it is a palm, and it's native this far north.
Mm-hmm.
It's the dwarf palmetto palm, which is sable minor. It has dark green, fan-shaped fronds, even in the winter. It reaches a height of about 4 to 6 feet. There is no trunk. All the stems emerge directly from the ground, and this is the palm that does well in full shade to full sun. It has excellent winter hardiness. It is very slow growing, but it does make a nice accent plant or shrub for a tropical look.
I have two of them in my landscape. One of them is 18 years old, and the other is 35 years old, and I've never seen any winter damage at all. We went below zero on December 23, 1989, and I've never seen any winter damage on them. You know, Steve, we always talk about they're native, even this far north, and I have never been into the Trinity River bottom where they're allegedly native in South Dallas County. Be interesting to see that. I'm not sure I want to go in the summer, though. I think I'll go in the wintertime. Yeah. And your third plant is one of my all-time favorites.
Well, that's the possum haw holly.
Mm-hmm.
It's a deciduous holly, multi-trunked native holly, up to about 15 feet or so. The female tree will be loaded with bright red berries during the winter, as they are in our garden now. There's a variety called Warren's Red, which is a female variety, and it has particularly large red berries that really stand out in the winter landscape. This tree is especially pretty against a white or light-colored wall or even a bright blue winter sky.
Kind of has the growth form of a crepe myrtle tree, a little
yes.
more upright than yaupon, although similar in looks during the growing season. And those red berries are larger and redder than the native possum haw. It's at Warren's Red is beautiful. That's really about the only one I've ever seen in the nursery trade.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you, in your lifetime, I know you grew up in Oklahoma, Warren's Nursery, I guess, was in Oklahoma City. Benny Simpson told me that a long time ago. Was it around ever when you were there?
Well, I heard about it when I was in school, and
mm-hmm.
that was quite a while ago, but I just knew that it was named after a nurseryman in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, that's great. Well, those are three great plants, and folks, you'll see those. You'll see Nandinas and possum haws almost everywhere, and you'll see the sable miner where you see wise gardeners growing palms. How do they find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden?
Well, we're just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
And folks, that's just two bright, crisp, clear morning miles west of downtown Fort Worth, and really a lovely time to go to the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. And how did they find you online?
That is fwbg.org.
And if they prefer the phone for 24-hour information, that number is?
817-392-5510.
Steve, I really do appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next Sunday morning. Steve Huddleston from the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Steve is the senior horticulturist there. Sponsored by Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in the foundation repair industry. And that's my sponsor, Advanced Foundation Repair, is since 1995. Fred Marshall has put together a wonderful business. I am so proud to have the chance to speak on their behalf here on the air each week because I have used their services. We paid a lot of extra to have a really good foundation poured for our home when we built our home. But then we added on a sunroom with a foundation, and that's where the failure occurred. And Advanced Foundation Repair came and made that whole once again. They performed a miracle. They just kind of waved a wand. I think they did a lot of digging, too. I was on the air that Saturday. They were in and out of our job site in about 5 hours, and man, that made a huge difference. The home inspection is absolutely free, and they would like very much to come to your home. This is the perfect time to have them because they can identify problems that existed in the summer. It's just the reverse at this point where the ground swells when it's wet. They see that. They can tell that. And they'll tell you what it'll cost to get it fixed. It'll be an affordable price. And then when you hire them to do the job, then it is done for the lifetime of the building with their guarantee on it. Transferable owner to owner. The best in the business by a long, long ways. And I know that from firsthand experience. It's Advanced Foundation Repair on the web. FoundationRepairs.com, plural. FoundationRepairs.com. The number you cannot forget. 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003.
I'm Steve Hauser of Arborological Services. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
All right. Thank you, Steve, very, very much. And we're ready to go to our first call of the day. This is Kathy in Waco. Kathy, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You on speakerphone by any chance?
No, I'm not.
Oh, that's better. That's better. Thank you.
Sorry about that, sir.
No, much better.
Well, hey, you have been so helpful. My husband and I moved into a house in Waco about 2.5 years ago, and over time I've asked you some questions. Mm-hmm. I have a new challenge, though. I have a little front garden right up against the house, so it gets no shade from trees, but is shaded from the by the house most of the day. It gets the late afternoon sun, and I'm just not having any luck finding anything that's growing there very happily. So I think this it's clay soil. It stays real damp. So I'm open to suggestion.
All right. Give me an example of three plants that you've tried that have not done well.
I have put some knockout roses, and because it doesn't get enough sun, they get real leggy and try and grow.
Knockouts have to have full sun, not a moment yeah. shade would be ideal.
Okay. So and then I put coleus in there, and they seem to do okay until summer when they got the late afternoon sun that baked them to death. So.
Okay, so there is sun there part of the year.
Yeah, just in the late afternoon.
Okay, all right. And what's the third plant you've tried?
Well, it's whatever I dug up that the landscapers put
okay.
in.
What I would do in a bed like that, and I have beds like that all through my landscape, because we live in a pecan forest. And what you will find when you have a landscape like that, Kathy, is from one spot to the next in a given part of the landscape, you may have to use different plants 3 feet apart. In other words, I would not plant a row of anything because the lighting can be very, very different when the sun comes up over the eave or over such and such, the fence or something. For 2 months out of the year, it can bake those coleus plants where they do quite well 4 feet to the left, just to use some random examples.
And so that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
that
so what I do is I try to use evergreen shrubs that are going to be consistent through sun or shade. There are a few plants that will tolerate sun and shade and look about the same, and the whole big spectrum of hollies would be in that category, and so would the Nandinas that Steve Huddleston was talking about earlier. They may not color up quite as brightly in the winter in the shade, but they look about the same in the growing season. So those are a couple of groups, and among those two plants, you probably have 30 or 40 choices you can use. If they have to be short plants, then that probably narrows it down to probably a dozen or so hollies and Nandinas to give you very different looks. All right. And so that's a starting point. And then I would use either small pockets of color with them, or I would use containers, pots. So if you have to move the plant from over in that sunny spot to another spot, put a round concrete stepping stone in the bed. Set the pot on top of it. If you have to in the wintertime, just take the pots away. There's a stepping stone, and it's just a neutral thing sitting there. It's no big deal. I have them all through our landscape right now. I'll bring probably 50 big pots out of my greenhouse for 8 months out of the year, and during the winter there are 50 blank spots in my yard where I have stepping stones just waiting. They're in ground cover beds. The best ground cover for sun and shade, there are two, would be Asian jasmine or purple winter creeper euonymus. Those both tend to be rather difficult to maintain if it's a small bed, because they do spread. They produce runners, so you'd have to be a little bit guarded not to try to put them in very tiny places. But otherwise, you can plant a shade-loving ground cover over there where the sun will never hit it, and you can use something that can handle some sun on the other. Let a nurseryman work with you. This is a very complicated design to do, but a lot of fun. This would be exactly what we address at our landscape school, this sort of thing. That's a wonderful
thinking,
challenge.
I was actually thinking about that, thinking about talking to my husband about that.
Well, that's exactly the kind of project that we tackle in the landscape consultations. It would be a perfect match. I got to run. I really appreciate your call.
Sir.
You bet.
All
thanks
right,
so
thank
much.
You. Have
All
a
right.
great day.
I
Bye-bye.
Will. Same to you. All right, let me tell you right now about the book that I have been writing on and writing on and writing on. I got up early this morning and I have 2 hours behind me of photo editing for my brand new book, which will be called Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Folks, I think you're going to love it. I'm down into the last two chapters now. The completely new book will combine the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters that we have put in out to you. Many of you have those posters, and here they'll be in book form with all the text and all the information that you found in the boot books, the complete guide to Texas gardening. Maybe you're familiar with the gardening books with the cowboy boots on the cover. Well, that's my book, and that one's still going to be in the stores. This particular book I am self-publishing. It comes through my magazine office, and it will only be sold through my magazine office. You're not going to see it in stores, so if you see something in stores, that's a 22-year-old book, and you need a 23-year-old by the time this one prints, and you want the modern one. You want the one that is called Lone Star Gardening. It's going to have we are adding about 32 pages. I just want to make sure I get everything into this book, and I'm holding that pre-production price at $24.95. It's going to cost me extra to do that now, now because it was based on a bid that I had. So that $24.95 is not going to be repeated. When we commit to a press count, then all bets are off. Price is going to have to go up. It's $7 postage on the book. You can also, the better offer, and about 80% of our people are taking this offer, the better offer is while you're getting the book, why don't you also get a subscription, new or renewal, to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine, because we'll give you that at half price. So the total price of the book and the magazine, just $36.90. Satisfaction absolutely guaranteed. Call my magazine office. We have extra people there until 10 today. We may keep them late. We'll see how busy it is, but certainly until 10, call before the price goes up. It's going to happen very, very soon. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW. You can order online at any time at neilsperry.com. 1-800-752-4769.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control, from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and more. Busy Bees is the premium bed bug service provider in North Texas. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. Get it? Hey! For more information, visit them at busybees.com. That's BIZZYBEES.
Those folks are fabulous, too, by the way. Let me just add that ringing endorsement. And I'm going to do the same thing with Sunburst Shutters. I can speak from firsthand experience. I can tell you the smiles continue on my wife's face. She loves our Sunburst Shutters, and I do too. These things are more energy efficient than regular shutters. They are made of polywood, which is a man-made material. It doesn't crack or warp or split or peel. It's color fast. It's either white or off-white. They can make them to fit any opening in your home. Whether it's a window or a door, whatever it is, Sunburst Shutters can do it for you. They will come to your home and bring samples of the Sunburst Shutters to show you. They are sold in Houston, Waco, Austin, and San Antonio as well. The same phone number applies to all. They will then take very accurate measurements, give you a bid. They'll go back and make each shutter for each opening in your home. When they come for them to install for you, they will be bundled according to windows. They'll be identified as third window from the left in the master bedroom or whatever, and there it will go. And oh my gosh, when you go into that room, and you know, you might look in while they're doing it, but then you'll go in after they're through. They'll say, come take a look. Oh my, that smile. I'd love to see the smiles on everybody's faces because they are glorious. Now here's the phone number to call Sunburst Shutters. Let me give you the website first, sunburstshutters.com, and the phone number for anybody to call right now is 214-343-2601. Sunburstshutters.com, 214-343-2601.
Creative Water Gardens offers comprehensive installation and cleaning services for your water garden. With a full line of water garden supplies, pumps, filters, pond liners, and more, Creative Water Gardens will help you create and maintain your own private oasis. Come by and check out their Chihuly-inspired glass pieces, a wonderful addition to your pond. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5, closed on Sundays and Mondays. For more information, visit their website at creativewatergardens.net. Creative Water Gardens at 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of 635.
Arborological Services, the experts that your trees deserve, with more than a dozen International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. I was referring a friend to them just this week, and proudly so, because I know that the help that they get will be the best tree service help that they will find anywhere in Texas. They are the best. They have won the award. Some of the awards are named for their people, and they have won the competitions. I hope that you'll call them. That's Arborological Services. Your trees deserve the very best. Complete tree maintenance programs, fertilizing, pruning, cabling and bracing, insect and disease control, consultation, damage assessment and appraisal. They do all of that. If you had tree damage from the ice, they can help you with that. Call Arborological Services on the web. It's arborological.com. Facebook at Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter at The Tree Experts. And on the phone, 866-552-5555. 866-552-7267. That's arborological.com, 866-552-7267. Did I take a breath on you there, Lee? Poor Lee. He's trying to time the rejoiner after I finish talking, and sometimes I just don't finish talking, do I, Lee? I'm sorry. That one is on me. Let's go back to our phones. We go to Will in Northwest Parker County. Will, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
We have probably 18 or 20 pampas grass plants across the front of our property.
Yes, sir.
They've all grown together. 2 years ago, I trimmed them down to, about 2 feet. The grass itself now is 6-7 feet tall with the broom things above them.
I'm well familiar. Your question is whether you ought to prune them this year?
Yeah, all the leaves and everything now are, of course, real brown. And
yeah, you really need to prune them, Will, or trim them, because it would take so long for the new growth to come out and conceal all that brown stubble that's there.
Yeah.
That's one of the problems with pampas grass this far north. It is a subtropical grass out of Argentina and out of the pampas area of Argentina. And I don't know, what did you use 2 years ago? Did you use a machete?
Oh, no, I just used a regular kind of a heavy-duty hedge trimmer.
Okay, well, it's going to take something very durable. They're very, very fibrous leaves. And
yeah, I had a smaller one, and I actually went to one of the big box stores and bought a big heavy-duty one because the smaller one wouldn't do the trick.
No, it takes a tough one. And then you also, you already know this, so I'm telling everybody else, if you're going to trim pampas grass, there are three or four really critical issues. Number one, you need to do it early. It needs to be done by late January because the plants will begin to send up new green growth down in the crowns in February as it warms up. And you must prune before that happens, because if you cut new green leaves, you're going to be looking at ugly, square, brown stubble all summer long from the new growth. So you need to trim before that stuff starts coming up. You need to trim the old leaves back to about 18 inches. It's going to look like a shaving brush. You don't cut them clear to the ground. You cut them to about 18 inches, and the new growth will then spring out of that. But it must be done before the new green shows up.
The other thing I need to tell
everybody is to be sure to use to wear long sleeves and heavy gloves, because this is these things are like razor blades.
Right, I experienced that last time,
yeah.
And I waited a little bit late. I think it was mid-February or late February, even when I did last time. And I did experience the brown square ends on my grass for about a season.
If you'll do that, I think you need to prune them, and that would be your timing. Will, I appreciate your call. Good luck with it. It's not much fun, is it?
No.
Good luck with it.
No proverbial washing an elephant with a toothbrush.
It is. It sure is. Good luck. I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Matt in near Crum is back. He lost his connection a moment ago, so we'll get to him right after this newscast. And we have this is my longest segment coming up, so I'd love to hear from you right now. We'll get several calls after the news at 800-288-WBAP. Call us right now, won't you please? 800-288-9227, 800-288-9227. One of the sponsors of my home landscape school coming up on February 15 is Encore Azaleas. And, you know, I might mention that the same phone number that I gave you for the book offer also applies to signing up for the landscape school. They can take care of that for you also right now while we still have a few seats available. 800-752-GROW. To the point of Encore Azaleas, the world's best-selling reblooming azaleas. They're rich, colorful blooms in spring, summer, and fall. That's right, an azalea that reblooms, hence the name Encore. They've been in the marketplace for more than 15 years. There are 29 varieties of rich bloom colors and sizes of plants to choose from. Encore azaleas tolerate more sun than traditional azaleas. They thrive even in the Texas climate. They'll take morning sun, afternoon shade, plant them in raised beds 6 or 8 inches above the surrounding grade and completely filled about 20 inches deep. You need to excavate and then fill that bed with half sphagnum peat moss, and half finely ground pine bark mulch. Mix all that together. No native black clay soil, please. And you'll have a bed that is fit for Encore azaleas. They're beautiful. They're just gorgeous. They have established a reputation of being premier landscape plants for North Texas. Visit EncoreAzalea.com, E-N-C-O-R-E, EncoreAzalea.com, to find a garden center near you and to view planting instructions for Texas soils and to see all the different varieties. Plant Encore azaleas in your garden. Enjoy sustainable color season after season. The world's best-selling azalea. Ask for Encores by name.
WBAP 24/7 News, every hour, every day. It's what you should expect. News Talk 820 AM, WBAP.
If you attend our Home Landscape School on Saturday, February 15, our 19th annual Home Landscape School, and we're down to a precious few seats left available for it, it's sponsored by Ag Power, Callaway's Nursery, and those fine Encore azaleas and Southern Living plants. Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens and I will teach you the principles of great home landscape design, how to design a landscape project to scale. Just like the shade garden that we were just talking about, that's a perfect example of how you can leave with a working drawing for that particular big bed and the knowledge of how to do all the other designs that you want into the future. Stephen and I will teach you principles of good design, the best trees and shrubs, the best annuals and perennials, how to have perfect turf, how to lay beds out and how to place the plants in them appropriately. Fun patios and backyards, designing to scale, effective entries and front gardens. It's $199 for one person, $219 for two people, same household. The all-day program is Saturday, February 15, and then we give you a 30-minute consultation with a landscaping professional, and that will be on either March 1 or March 2, the date of your choice. We'll have them both days, and you'll leave with that working drawing. Register by calling right now, same number you call to buy my brand new book that is yet to be published, but soon will be, Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening, and that number is 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. It's time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom once again. My friend Jerry Overton.
And good morning, Neil. Thank you very much. It's 8:33 at the Brightling Energy News Desk. The cost of hunting a black rhino, we'll tell you what it is after the first look at weather and traffic. Our weather in touch forecast, sunny, warmer. It's going to be windy with an elevated threat for wildfires today because wind gusts are going to be up around 35 miles an hour. 73, though, the high. So really nice day coming up. Tonight, a few clouds will be back, but it's going to stay dry, 44 for the low. Tomorrow will be sunny and 64. It is sunny right now and 47 degrees at DFW Airport. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch in Arlington. Still got a wreck blocking northbound State Highway 360 at Cummins. It's going to be just north of I-20. In Fort Worth, police working a rollover accident, University Drive at West Lancaster Avenue. And there's a wreck on U.S. Highway 287 southbound at Rosedale. A permit to hunt an endangered African black rhino sold for $350,000 at a closely watched auction. It's been criticized by wildlife and animal rights groups. Dallas Safari Club and the African nation of Namibia auctioned the permit yesterday to raise money for efforts to protect the black rhino. Secretary of State John Kerry scheduled to update Arab League officials in Paris today on his efforts to reach an Israeli-Palestinian peace deal. Now, on Saturday, those officials met with Palestinians, and afterward, Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki expressed his renewed confidence, saying the Arab nations agree with their position.
It will be impossible for the Palestinians or the Arabs to accept the Jewish nature of the State of Israel or to accept the proposed Israeli security presence in the Palestinian Jordan Valley, or to dismiss Jerusalem from being acknowledged as the capital of the State of Palestine.
Kerry expected to present proposals for a framework for a deal in the coming weeks. Neiman Marcus working with federal authorities to determine who might have hacked the luxury retailer. The Dallas-based chain says thieves stole some of its customers' payment card information and made unauthorized charges over the holiday season. It's the second cyber attack on a national retailer in recent weeks. Again, looking for a high today of 73 degrees. It's 47 degrees. At the Brightling Energy News Desk, I'm Jerry Overton. We're back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Thank you, Jerry. Let me tell you about Rubles Plants of Texas, also sponsors of our Home Landscape School all day February 15. Once again, the number to register for the Home Landscape School is 1-800-752-GROW. Rubles Plants is where Dallas goes for plants. Michael Ruble began selling bedding plants with just a small truck and a very small space at the Dallas Farmers Market. And that was 30 years ago. And I hate to tell you this, I've been around long enough, I remember that. One truckload at a time, one customer at a time, and the desire to satisfy every customer earned a reputation that the best plants would be found at Rubles. 30 years later, the entire Ruble family works to expand that reputation for excellence, both in service and in the quality of plants and products they sell. They're amazing. They grow their own bedding plants at their farm 7 miles from downtown. I have been to those greenhouses. I've been to the farm. It's not a farm with a great big tractor pulling plow. This is a ultra modern, ultra clean greenhouse range, and it's beautiful. The plants are as local as you can get and grown for the area. Rubles is the place to go for all the elements of your landscape plan. They bring truckloads of those plants to each of their shops every day during the busy season. Farmers Market is at 601 South Pearl Expressway in Dallas. You need to see that. They're open every day. And every day from 8 to 6. That's 601 South Pearl Expressway, 214-744-9100. 214-744-9100. Lakewood is at 7219 East Grand. Lemon Avenue, 6630 Lemon Avenue. Rosemead Parkway, the new store at 3646 Rosemead Parkway. Rubles is pleased to be a sponsor of the 2014 Neil Sperry's Home Landscape School. Go to rubles.com periodically for specials and event information. For more information, call 214-744-9100, rubles.com, RUIBALS.com.
Cold one day, warm the next.
Yeah, that's North Texas winter weather. Meteorologist Brad Barton has you covered. News Talk 820 AM, WBAP.
Before you trim your trees or start construction that will bring you or your tools within 10 feet of power lines, call Encore. Encore Electric Service Delivery at 888-313-6862. They are all about bringing electricity to our homes and businesses and doing so safely. And it's not only the safety of their employees, it's also the safety of you and of me that they're worried about, and that's the reason for this message. So that number to call if you're concerned before you do any kind of construction, call them ahead of time, 888-313-6862. Now, don't work on tree limbs that are in contact with power lines. You would think that people would know that, but they don't always. And you need, I just am planting a seed here, folks. If you have broken branches from the ice storm and you see them hanging there, the next thought that needs to cross your mind is, I wonder where the power line is. Oh, it's right there. That's when you call for help. You get somebody else in who has the equipment and the knowledge. Tree limbs in contact with high voltage lines can become conduits right to you, and you don't want that. If you're going to be digging to do any kind of trenching or anything like that in your yard, don't want to hit an underground power line, you call 811 at least 2 business days. So it's 911 if there is an ultra emergency, a fire of some sort. It's 811 to find underground lines, and it's 888-313-6862 to discuss any kind of construction you may need to do. Encore Electric Service Delivery.
Join me online at neilsperry.com. You'll find podcasts of all of my programs, answers to the 1001 most frequently asked questions, and a special offer on my new book. That's at neilsperry.com. Now, back to the program.
Yes, indeed. Let's go to the program. And our phone number here, if you'd like to call with a plant question, is 800-288-WBAP. Matt, near Crum. How can I help?
Yes, sir. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and you are right. It's a good morning.
Good. Hey, listen, I'll make this quick, and then I'll hang up and let you answer. Off your advice, I planted a couple of Shumard red oaks to my west for some shade. This was about 8 years ago, and then about 4 years ago, I had some construction, and I kind of rutted by one of those trees, and it kind of rocked the foundation of that tree a little bit anyways. It never died, but it is about half the size of the other one, and I can't make it do anything other than just look not right. It's just small and not as green, and I feel dirt. I've fed it, but I don't know what else I can do.
Okay, and how? Tell me again. Describe one thing. I don't know how I missed this, but and I know you said it, and I just want to make sure I hear all the facts right. What digging was done beside it?
So we did some construction and add-on, and then some trucks backing beside it.
How close were they to it, Matt?
Probably maybe 3 foot.
And how big is the trunk of that tree, or was it at that point?
I'm going to go with about 4 inches.
Okay.
It kind of rocked it sideways, and I set it up and filled dirt.
Did they bump it, or did just the motion of the soil being compacted pull it over?
It was from a lateral motion pushed it down. The tree never was hit on the trunk. It just kind of sunk in with the construction, but I just can't get it to.
Okay, I understand. I got you, and I'm tuned in now a little bit better. I don't know where I went. You know, it's like I taught school for 2 years, and there were some kids sitting in the front row, and I said, "Where are you? You're not listening." And that must have been Neil just then. How long had it been in the ground before the construction happened?
Probably about 3 years, 4 years.
I wonder if there's any chance it might have settled some from the time it was planted. Maybe it was planted, maybe the hole was dug too deeply and there was soft soil beneath and it has continued to compact and went too deep. One of the things that can happen when a tree is deeper than it should be in the soil is that it is lethargic. It won't grow. It gets sparse. It just doesn't seem to react to anything good that you do. You say, well, I can't see that any harm has come to it, and so on and on and on. So that's one thing I would check. And the way you check that is you dig around it with a trowel or some small hand device. A sharpshooter spade would work, but just be very careful not to bang up the trunk. And what you're looking for is where the root flare is. How far down do you go before you see roots flaring out to the left and right, in all directions? And if you go down more than a couple of inches, then chances are that tree is too deep. It got planted too deeply, and then soil was added over the top just to make it not look too deep. Right. You can also sometimes you can tell just by looking at the trunk if it's just a straight column going into the ground, straight. Then it's kind of a dead giveaway. But that's one thing. Another thing could be that in those 3 years that it was planted, it could have developed some sun scald and had some kind of trunk injury that would then subsequently invite borers in and cause the tree to decline. That happens to red oaks, and it happens usually 3 to 5 years after we plant them, we become aware that the trunk has been damaged by sun scald. That's why we always recommend when new Schumard red oaks and Chinese pistachios are planted that we wrap the trunk with paper tree wrap. Now, I've given you two completely diverse possibilities, neither of which involved the construction. Construction can do a lot of damage, and certainly if the tree tipped and has had its root ball rocked around a bunch, that could be responsible. What I would do is make sure it's at the right depth. This is the time of year if you're going to try to dig it and reset it, if that's necessary, then this would be the time to do it. If you see any sign of trunk damage, then you know that that's the cause, not any of the rest of it. If you find neither of those to be the case, then I would you may have to dig it and reset it to get it plumb, to get it vertical again. And then I would begin a watering and feeding program. Nitrogen is what it needs to grow. Water is what it needs to grow. There is no other magic formula. No vitamins, no anything else, just water and nitrogen.
Yeah, they seem to be equal until that construction. The other one has doubled.
I understand that. I understand that. But if you transplant two people from Italy to Crum, Texas, one may love it, one may not, and that happens. That's just the way it is with two different living individuals. One tree may have been hurt more or planted too deeply. It happens all the time. Can't compare.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a start. It'll give you some stuff to look for anyway. Appreciate you calling back. Let me go to Ruth in Bells, Texas, not too far away up there. How can I help?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Ruth.
Listen, we have two different kinds of cedar trees on this place. I live in Grayson County. And my husband says one of them is dark green with blue balls on it. and the other one is light green, and it kind of looks like pine, like a pine tree. Do you know what they are?
Well, that's not a lot to go on. The first one you mentioned, is it the native one that you see all across the hills? Yeah.
Yes.
That's eastern red cedar. That's Juniperus virginiana. It's a juniper. And those little blue fruit are actually cones. All these things have cones on them. They don't look like cones, but they are cones. So that's eastern red cedar juniper. That one's easy. The one that looks like a pine may be a pine. I was in Bell's just about 2 months ago, and I noticed a lot of pines growing in some of the soil. When you get, I can't remember if Bell specifically had the red soil of Grayson County, or if you're in the black land.
We have sandy soil.
Well, sandy soil, you'll see some pines, and so. Mm-hmm. But I can't ID a pine without seeing it, and even then, it's not easy sometimes.
Well, these are just all over this part of the country.
Well, pines are not going to be native. They'll be planted, but they will not be native.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's pine trees because we've had pine trees.
I'm fine with that, but you said it looks like a pine, so I went toward pine. I can't help you. What I would suggest, without seeing the tree, Ruth, what I would suggest is take a sample into a nursery next time you're in one of the larger cities that has an independent retail nursery, not necessarily a big national chain store, but a local nursery. Have them help you identify. It probably won't be difficult.
Well, he says that both of them have the cedar bark on them.
I can't go any farther, Ruth.
Okay.
They're not both cedars. In fact, neither one of them is a cedar. It doesn't
junipers.
Sound like one is a juniper. I don't know on the other one. I appreciate your call. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Mike in Forestburg, you'll be coming up next. Stay with me, if you will, please. Let me tell you right now, once again, about the book that I think you will find to be the new go-to reference book for Texas landscaping and gardening. It will be called, when it is published in just a few weeks, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I'm loving doing the book. I have to tell you, I'm exhausted because it's 7 days a week right now. I was working at 12:15 this morning, and I was working again at 6 this morning, and it's been that way 7 days a week all the way through the last couple of months. So I'm really trying to make this a very, very special book for you. More than 550 photographs and still counting in the book. Already we have 550, and I still have annuals and perennials to go. The book will cover all aspects of outdoor gardening, including trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, lawn grasses, how to have a perfect lawn, and annuals, perennials, fruit, and vegetables. I have just turned in all of the information on fruit and vegetable chapters. They ended up finishing just about the same time. And folks, this book is really it's combining everything I've ever written. My Complete Guide to Texas Gardening book is a good book, and I'm sure the publisher will have it out on the books stand for sale. It always is and has been. It's sold a million copies. I have no control over that, and never been approached about doing an update on it, not in recent years. And I have just decided, I want to do this one my way, myself. And so I'm self-publishing it, and it's available only through my magazine office, only through my office. So if you see a book on the bookstand, it's not going to be the new one. It's going to be the 23-year-old one. You want Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, we will print it right here in Texas. It's going to be just $24.95. That is the lowest price we will ever offer. And you can also do an even better deal, and that is to buy a subscription, new or renewal, to my magazine at the same time that you buy the book, and we'll give you the magazine at half price. So total price of that offer, $36.90. Satisfaction completely guaranteed. We'll start you up on the magazine right away. The book will come when it prints, and that's just a few weeks away. Shipping and handling on the book, $7 either way. But $36.90 is less than the cost of the Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, and you're getting not only the brand new book, 23-year younger information, but you're also getting a subscription to our magazine. I hope you'll call. You can call my office until 10 today. 10 today. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
This is a great time of year to have foundation repair work done at your home, and Advanced Foundation Repair has been my sponsor for almost 20 years. Hi, this is Neil Sperry, inviting you to call them for their free home inspection, 214-333-0003. On the web, their very useful website, foundationrepairs.com. Do what I've done. Call the best, Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003.
Monrovia Nursery Company in California and Oregon and the West Coast and all across. I think they're on the East Coast as well now. They are huge and they're wonderful. One of the really exciting chances of my life is to do an ad for Monrovia Nursery. Monrovia.com, M-O-N-R-O-V-I-A. Monrovia is committed to enhancing the beauty and value of North American landscape one garden at a time. By producing the strongest plants in the industry, they offer you the peace of mind and quality assurance that stands behind each and every Monrovia plant. I still have the Monrovia catalog that a friend gave me as a used catalog when I was a kid at A&M. He said, I think you might enjoy this. And that was back in the late 1950s. I love this nursery. Gardeners prefer Monrovia. Buy their plants with confidence, knowing their plants are bred to thrive and flourish. Coming this spring, there's a new way. This is amazing. To shop for your favorite Monrovia plants, you'll be able to order your plants online and pick them up at your favorite garden center. Oh my gosh, that's so cool. And Monrovia invites you to go to Monrovia.com to see what you're going to be ordering. And go to Monrovia.com, shop from the comfort of your own home. Once you decide on your plants, click to pick your local independent garden center. Sit back and let them notify you when the plants arrive. Shipping is always free. That's a real deal. Monrovia Nursery. Monrovia plants, distinctively better plants, making green thumbs even greener. They're a sponsor of our home landscape school. You can sign up for the school and order my brand new book on my website, in fact, at neilsperry.com. N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney. Serenity High is a school for students who are in recovery from drugs and alcohol and who are seeking a high school diploma in a safe and sober environment. For more information, call me, Principal Julie, at 469-302-7830. On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
The midterm graduation at Serenity High is coming up this week, and that is always the best it gets for Neil. I love that. For every one of the graduations, I've been asked and blessed to have the opportunity to lead the assembled people, probably 150 or 200 people usually, in saying the Serenity Prayer. That's really cool. Love those kids. Love Julie and her staff. Thank you. Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been leaders in the landscaping and the building trades industry across the Metroplex, turning landscaping dreams into reality. They have 22 acres of beautiful natural stone, flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, gravel, paved stone. They have sand and gravel. They have everything you could possibly want. Skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. They will help you and guide you. They will show you the way, and they can put you in contact with landscape contractors who can perform miracles installing that beautiful stone at your home. Or if you are like I am and you just enjoy doing that yourself, you can go out, choose your stone, and of course they will deliver it to you. Always buy 15 or 20% extra just for overage to make sure you have enough and to make sure you can set aside some of the stones that just don't seem to fit. There always are some stones that just don't seem to fit, kind of like people. Mike Wisnan and Derek Wisnan are the most wholesome, wonderful people. I love their family. I love what they mean for the nursery industry, leaders in the nursery industry. They're at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. Now, they're closed on Sundays. Just make a plan to make a pilgrimage to 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. You can make a pilgrimage right now to the website at whiz-q.com. And by the way, whiz, whiz-q.com. Is Wisnand Quarries. That's where the Q comes from. Whiz-Q.com, 817-429-0822 for WhizQ Stone. Mike in Forestburg, how can I help you?
Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
I have a question on cannas. I've got some transplanted cannas in my flower bed. I got them from Sacred Heart Church in Munster a few years ago.
Okay.
I dug them out last year trying to thin them, and now they've come back with a vengeance. They're beautiful plants, but I want to know, how do I get rid of them in some places that I don't want them anymore, and how can I control their spread in other areas?
You can control the spread by putting a deep edging of some sort in. It's not going to be metal edging that you'd buy at a garden center. It would be more like corrugated fiberglass or something that you just stick down into the soil that performs the function of edging. You could use a heavy-duty vinyl pond liner like you'd get to put a small garden pond in. Just dig a trench and put that in.
I was thinking about using cinder blocks and putting in some, burying some cinder blocks.
Well, that's an awfully hard way to do it, but I guess you could.
Okay.
I think that makes a lot more work, and it also, every time you bump into one of those with your fingertips, you're going to scrape your hand. I like the vinyl edging. The fiberglass has the disadvantage. You might cut your hand on that, too, if you're working with your hands around these things. But you need a barricade that goes down probably 10 inches or so. So if you use the cinder blocks, you almost have to put them down. I would almost think sink them vertically into the soil. I would be tempted if as far as getting rid of them, probably hand digging is the best way, because they have those great big fibrous roots, and even if you were to spray a broadleafed weed killer on them during the growing season, you're still going to have all that mess out there for a year or two, so it's better just to dig them out. Do it when it's really wet.
Would I need to sift the stand to get all the roots out of the
No, canyon? The roots are large. I don't think that'd be a problem at all.
Okay.
No, you can do that. Hey, I appreciate your call. Chris and McKinney with Boysenberry. I got to talk to you about your Boysenberry. Mark in Marietta, Oklahoma. I'll help you right after the news. Folks, number to my magazine office one more time if you need to call, 800-752-GROW. We'll be back.